Yeah, all right. So after using the phone for the day, would you describe it as being a useful device?
I think it's useful in the kind of diary way. Time and weather and appointments and stuff like that, it was quite useful.
Okay. So, like for certain classes of applications, you'd say, like for certain types of applications.
I was when I was using it, I found that it could be really cool to use for like keeping track of things. Not more, not like not really useful for. I think there was extra applications like the running and steps and navigation and stuff like that. I didn't really use that much. I use it more with managing my day
Okay.
kind of thing.
How would you describe the user interaction, like the physical button presses, and did the buttons do what you thought that they would do when you pressed them?
The button presses were easy. I mean, there's only like four of them, so it was pretty easy to figure out which one does which eventually. They were quite, you did have to press them really hard. Well, you had to put effort into pressing them, especially with that game, Flappy Birds. It was, I was worried that I was gonna break the watch off my hand eventually.
Alright. So did it help you in consuming useful data?
Consuming useful data, what do you mean?
Like, was it useful in terms of finding out certain things? Like if you wanted to, I don't know, look at your emails or news
Oh, okay,
updates or.
yeah, no, definitely. It was actually quite useful because you don't have to take the phone out of your pocket. I didn't have to take the phone out of my pocket. Like, if a message comes in, or emails and stuff, I could access them and I could view them, and I could also like phone calls and stuff like that. I didn't have to take the phone out of my pocket to see who's calling. I could just cancel it if it wasn't important.
Okay.
Yeah.
In terms of like the phone finding application, have you ever used an application like that before?
The closest I've used to it was I think it was a whistle, and the phone would answer. Like, a phone would pick up on the sound of your whistle, and
Okay.
it would make a noise. But no, I haven't used anything like that where you can actually press a button and your phone will start ringing.
Okay. How would you compare that whistling application to the one that you use today?
You can't. There's no comparing because the
Oh,
whistling
okay.
one was very like very basic, and you had to get the right whistle and you'd had to
Yeah,
be in the range of the phone for it to hear you kind of thing. So it was more like, this is much better because you just have to
Right.
be in the range of Bluetooth, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. So was there a particular circumstance today where accessing information on the watch was easier than accessing on the phone?
During lectures it was, because especially with WhatsApp and messages, I was getting quite a lot of messages coming in. So the phone, like, I mean, lectures don't really say much if you're sitting on your phone in lectures. But definitely, like, I didn't have to take the phone out so often to see what message was coming in, if it was important and stuff like that. And also with I set alarms and stuff like that, kind of reminder alarms, or that I needed to be back here at 3. I set an alarm, so it was easy. Just go to the alarm thing and
Yeah.
set it, and it goes off. Yeah.
All right. Have you used other smartwatches before?
No, I haven't.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any particular reason in that?
Probably, well, I ha probably the main reason for me is that they're expensive, and I haven't. I don't know. They're pretty new. Well, from what I'm aware, they're pretty new on the market, so. I haven't really. The only one I've made aware of is the Samsung watch. I don't know what it's called, but I believe Apple's bringing out one. But those are the only two I know of, and they're quite expensive.
That's true. Was there any like instance today where it impeded you from doing any activity, or was it a hassle, or did it get in the way of you doing some sort of activity?
No, it didn't get in the way. I'm not used to wearing a watch, so it was a bit uncomfortable at first. But anything anything like watch wise for the first day or so, it's uncomfortable, but then you get used to it. So as far as getting in the way of things, I wouldn't say so. It's just like, yeah.
So how would you rate the convenience aspect of viewing information on the watch in comparison to phone?
On a scale or just?
No, just in general, like.
It is convenient. It definitely is, and it also what I did find it convenient as well as when I was driving. You can essentially just look at the watch to see what's coming in, so you don't have to have your phone or check your phone for messages or stuff like that. I know you shouldn't be using the phone whilst you're driving, but if a message comes in, you're going to want to see what it is, so you can just check the watch. And
okay.
Even with navigation, I tried navigating on the way here, so it was quite convenient there because you can just look at it.
Because of the position?
Because of the position, and also you got both hands free when you're doing stuff, so both of your hands are free, so you can do stuff with your hands and still be able to check the time or messages and stuff that come in.
What further functionality would you like to see incorporated into the smartwatch?
What further functionality? I'm trying to think now. I'm not too sure. I don't know. There's probably only so much you can do with the watch, but I think maybe. sorry, I'm trying to think now. What?
No, take your time.
Probably. I couldn't find volume controls on it, so I know with the music player, I didn't figure out how to adjust the volume. But that's just minor. Apart from that, I don't know. I think just the like all the applications are there. They just could be refined, I guess, in a way. Or I'm not sure. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. So are there any criticisms in general about the smartwatch you're using?
About the watch? The watch was cool, but I think the application on the phone to use it was a bit, was quite, I don't know, call it buggy or, it was difficult to use that application, should I say. It's easy enough to get the applications on and off the phone, because that was pretty straightforward. And I know it's just a watch, and you're only limited to the space, but I think I was only able to put like 4 or 5 applications on there, and then it said the watch was full.
Limited, yeah.
Yes, yeah. So, the watch itself was fine. It was just, I think, getting applications on and off there was the issue.
Alright.
I know I struggled with the navigation. I had to download a companion, I think. Get companion,
All right. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, cool.